Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Mailbag Show, the midweek edition, where we take a look at the letters, email messages, postcards, in some cases other things, too, that people send us from all over the world. And you can join us for the Mailbag Show, but you have to write to us, because if you don't write to us, then there ain't no mail. And then we have an empty bag, and it doesn't look very good. It doesn't sound very good either, because, we wouldn't have anything to put on the radio. Send us your comments, your criticisms, any suggestions, your reception reports, all of that stuff. Send it to us here at P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. I'll give you the addresses again a little bit later on as we get closer to the end of the program for today. We're on twice a week. We're on in the middle of the week, like this one, and then we have the weekend edition on Sundays. Sundays and Mondays, UTC days, when Irma comes over from the correspondence department. And she brings over the bag, and we get into the bag, and then we try to get back out again. Let's see. Dig this one out here first. Here is something from Ken Becker, who writes to us from the United States. He says, here, I just repaired some old radios, and I have enjoyed listening to Radio Havana, Cuba. This evening, I'm enjoying listening on 6,000 kilohertz with clear reception, almost no fading at all. I'm in Indiana, he says. I wonder what he's doing. He probably lives in Indiana. That's probably why he's there. Ken Becker, who picks us up at 6,000 kilohertz, probably the best frequency for that part of the United States. To the north, that antenna just booms right up through the United States into Canada, too, and listens to us on a 49-meter band. Ken also said, here, I'm listening on a Zenith transoceanic transistor portable built in 1958. I have attached an outdoor 50-foot long wire antenna to the whip antenna, and I wish you the best of hours, more hours of interesting programming, he says here. If possible, I'd love a calendar and a QSL card. Well, we will send that to you. He says, thank you for your wonderful broadcast. Thank you for your very nice email report here. Ken Becker in Indiana, listening to us on 6,000 kilohertz up there in the Midwest in the United States. Something from Mark McClouth. Also in the United States, he sent this to us, a nice envelope, a nice postcard inside the envelope, and it says here, I enjoy listening to remote radio stations, and I spend most of my afternoons doing so. I've been a DXer for over 30 years and have held a ham license for 15. Some days your signal's very strong and clear. The reason I'm writing is to let you know that you offer a good news service, also several feature programs that I find interesting and enjoyable. Well, thanks, Mark. Mark goes on to say, I hope our two countries come closer together. It's been a long time of differences between our governments, and that is not what our people want. All right, well, thanks. We're in agreement there. Mark McClouth in the U.S. writing to us here, listening also on 6,000 kilohertz, he says here. It says, good reception. Very strong and clear. Okay, that's what we like to hear. Strong and clear. Greensland, Australia, checks in. Here's Leonard Hatchman. He's up there in Greens, or down there. That's where he's down under in Australia. He says, I've been listening to the broadcast of Radio Havana, Cuba. I always enjoy your programs. I did recently listen to your broadcast on 6,100 kilohertz on the 49-meter band. I heard the news, an excellent program portraying Cuba's great jazz talents. All right, he's a jazz fan, likes that jazz music from Cuba. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that I have enough information that you can send me a QSL card, a station from Radio Havana, Cuba, a station that has always been a favorite of mine, considering the vast amount of local news, music, and general information that you provide. Well, thanks, Leonard. Leonard in, what's his last name here? Leonard Hatchman. Leonard Hatchman in Queensland, Australia, listening to us on 6,100 kilohertz on the 49-meter band. Also gets us down there, down under in Australia. We'll send you a QSL card, Leonard, in the mail. Thanks for writing to us and for sending us a post office box street address here so that we can send that to you in the mail from Radio Havana, Cuba. And you tuned to the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show, taking a look at the letters, email messages, a couple things here that we still have to go in through the mailbag. We're on twice a week, the midweek edition, this one right here, and then we have the weekend edition too, when Irma comes over and joins me here in the studios. All right, write to us. You're at Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address, radiohc@enetenet.cu. Here we have something from Oleg Panko in Belarus. Oleg says, I picked up your transmissions recently on 6,000 kilohertz. That's a good frequency. It's getting all the way over there in Belarus. Program details include jazz music, news headlines, and I have an old Soviet receiver with a telescopic antenna, and I pick you up real good. All right, well, thanks, Oleg. Oleg would like a QSL card. That's to confirm his reception. We will send that out to you. A QSL will be posted in the mail to you soon. It's in the mail. Oleg Panko in Belarus. Thank you for writing to us here at Radio Havana, Cuba. August Sutinko has written to us from Indonesia. He says, Dear Radio Havana, Cuba, thanks for your letter sent to my address. I received it with good condition, and it included a greetings card and two pocket calendars. I was very happy to receive that. Well, thank you very much. Well, thank you for letting us know that you got it. We send those things out to our listeners around the world, and that's your pocket calendar for this year. It's a free pocket calendar. You don't have to pay anything for it either. It's free of charge. So if you would like a pocket calendar too, anywhere in the world, let us know. Send us a street address. We can send you out a pocket calendar that you can put in your pocket. Mm-hmm. August here in Indonesia goes on to say, I hope Radio Havana Cuba will stay on shortwave bands for a long time. I wish you always the best and every success. All right, well, thanks, August. August Sutinko in Indonesia. And here we have a report from a monitoring report from Canada. It's from Jason Bailey, who says here, Jason says, I'm a longtime listener of Radio Havana, Cuba. This is the first time I write to you. I've tuned into your transmissions in English and French over the years, and I'm now enjoying to learn Spanish. I'm trying to learn Spanish, he says. I am tuning in to your Spanish programs, too. Your broadcasts on the frequency of 6,000 kilohertz can always be received quite well here in Canada. That's what I was saying earlier. And are always a joy to listen to. And Jason says, please let me know if these monitoring reports are good and we can send you a QSL card. Well, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And he says, your programs really stand out for offering a good selection of news about Cuba, the United States, and Latin America. All right, well, thanks, Jason. Jason Bailey in Canada, listening to us there, all the way up there in Northern America. North America. Here's Jay Marvin in Illinois, in the United States, a great friend of Cuba, a longtime listener. Jay is a man with great experience in radio. He is a big defender of better relations between Cuba and the United States and a shortwave enthusiast. All right, thanks, Jay. Always nice to hear from you. A brief message from Jay and his wife, Mary Marvin, up there in Illinois, in the U.S. Here's Eddie Burns, a friend from Ireland. He's been listening in Canada. He's been there for over 20 years now, but he's from Canada, from Ireland. He is a good friend of Cuba. He's already planning another visit to Cuba here in the coming days, coming up soon. He says he would like to stop by if time allows, and we'll do that. Eddie Burns, a friend of ours of Irish origin, who has lived in Canada for a long time, and will be coming down and visiting us here soon at Radio Havana, Cuba, we hope. Thanks, Eddie. Eddie Burns, stay in touch, okay? Algeria comes in here with Farid Boumakal. He continues to listen to our broadcasts. He just sent another monitoring report of our transmissions on the 49-meter band. Thanks, Farid. And here's something, I think we can squeeze this one in, from India. Our friend Rashid Bach, who says we are coming in loud and clear in India. Okay, well, thanks. You write to us now. P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address, radiohc@enetenet.cu. And we'll see you next week or on the weekend on Sundays with Irma right here on Radio Havana, Cuba.